Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisro Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment on Laws of Shemitah. There's another halacha that I don't believe we've discussed yet, which is called biur. Biur literally means consumption or destruction. It's a very interesting law, and it's based on the following pasuk. When the Torah talks about the produce of Shemitah, it says, V'hoysa shabas ha'aretz lochem la'achla, and it will be that this resting of the land will be for you to eat. This pasuk we've referred to before, this is the source of the idea you're not allowed to do regular commerce with Shemitah items, and we've learned halachos about the type of benefits you're allowed to get from Shemitah items, that it's compared to eating Shemitah. And then later on in the same pasuk it says, V'livhem techa v'lachaya asher b'artzecha t'yechot v'asa lechol. And not only for you, but for your animals and for the animals of the field, the produce will be there to eat. And from that is learned the halacha that you're only allowed to be eating Shemitah foods as long as those Shemitah foods are still accessible to the animals in the field. For the fact that it talks about you eating, and that's relatively juxtaposed to the animals eating, that means that if that fruit item is no longer in the fields whatsoever, it's swept from the fields, you can't find it in the fields anymore, then at that moment the halacha is that you can't eat it in your home either. And that halacha is called biur. As a general rule of thumb, biur does not apply to vegetables, though there are exceptions, but it generally is more a fruit-related halacha, because vegetables are normally considered in the land, so to say. But it is more of a fruit-oriented halacha. What does someone do once the time of biur has come? Once that moment, once that assessment is made that those fruits are no longer available in the field. So there's different opinions as to what's appropriate to do, but what seems to be the mainstream approach is to be mafkir them, is to render the fruits ownerless. I was holding it in my pantry. It's not for my pantry anymore. I'm going to leave it outside. It's going to be hefker. And anyone who wants can come and take it. Another option would be that, this is again right before the moment of biur, it's not appropriate to wait until after biur, it's right before the moment of biur has come. Another option would be to take one's fruits and give them as gifts to other people. For reasons we're not going to get into now, there'd be a cap on how much one could give to other people. You couldn't give more than 3 meals worth to any one person. But between rendering it ownerless and giving it as gifts to others, that would be the most appropriate way, the most commonly dealt with way to deal with the foods once the moment of biur has come. Now, every food is going to have or could have its own biur deadline. The Mishnah gets into certain accepted biur deadlines for certain types of fruits. Other types of fruits are really based on just assessing what's out there in today's day and age. It's very common for organizations to send handbooks. Again, this is really not relevant at this juncture, but later in the Shemitah year and really into the next year, God willing, we'll have handbooks that if oranges, the deadline is this, and grapes, the deadline is that. This is just an interesting thing to think about. Now, once you hit that moment, we normally assume that it's not appropriate to buy Shemitah products of that genre anymore. So this is going to be very important for us, even in the diaspora. Right now, if we buy oranges from Israel, in a normal year, we just have to worry about separating Truma and Maaser. There's a way to do that. You look in your art scroll sitter, it has a way to separate Truma and Maaser. Fine. In the Shemitah year, or in many circumstances, the year immediately following the Shemitah year, which would be next year, there are moments where it's not appropriate to buy any produce of that type after a certain date, if it's from Israel. So that's something to keep in mind. There is, of course, a question about all of this where Heter Mechira comes into play. We've discussed Heter Mechira earlier, the whole issue of what if the land doesn't belong to Jews? What if the land belongs to non-Jews? There's discussions about that. Another thing that's discussed is, let's say the product is an Otsar Beis Din product. If you remember, Otsar Beis Din was when you had a society that would kind of collect the fruit together and people could come and take it from the Otsar Beis Din. So the rationale is as follows, that if the fruit was otsar based in fruit at the time of biur, that meant that it was accessible for anybody to come and take it if they wanted to, which means that you can have it after the time of biur because it was hefker. A person could come, if the day of hefker is X and I come 3 days later and I claim it from hefker, that's fine. The point is that it had to be rendered ownerless. Oats are based in the society. It already is ownerless. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. I see my time is getting long. To be continued. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.